are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So today we explore a crucial topic that impacts every family, how each family member can set and achieve personal goals. Setting goals is not only a pathway to personal growth, but also strengthens family bonds as each member supports and encourages one another. Join us as we discuss practical strategies and biblical principles for setting and achieving personal goals within the family unit. We are joined on the line by Pastor Chico. You can also let me know on +27 734 703520. How do you set your goals? Mfundisi, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I am good. And you, Mfundisi? Thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Indeed. Before we start, Mfu, I'm going to ask that, can you please offer a word of prayer?
Let us pray together. Our Father in heaven, we want to thank you this morning for this moment that you have granted to us to discuss on crucial issues that pertain to our spiritual growth, our family unit, and also even our own personal life. We want to thank you, Father, for this program. May you help us in the discussion and help also our listeners wherever they are. May we enjoy the program and may we be blessed according to your will. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, did you set goals with your family?
Well, yes.
You bet you well.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, of course, we have goals that we set each and every time. You know, as we continue with life, we begin to see new things, new lives, and we have some shifting goals here and there. But we do.
Yeah. Really,
we do.
No, that is lovely. That is lovely. So since you also do Mfundisi, I think the conversation will go much more smoother there. So what does it mean for each family member to set personal goals? And why is it important, you know, when it also comes to the family?
Yes, I can say setting personal goals helps individuals define their priorities, concentrate their efforts, and when they achieve those goals, they have a sense of accomplishment and fulfillment to live satisfying lives. Now, in the family context, one of the most important things is unity, and the unit of purpose defines it. So each family member cannot lead a hidden or closed life. Personal goals may not need to remain personal, but can be communicated and shared. So looking at them together, supporting one another and not competing, the family will tend to become more and more united in love. And, you know, parents have goals and children have goals, and these goals have to be well defined.
Sorry about that. Lovely there. So how can parents now, Mfundisi, help children identify and prioritize personal goals at different stages of, you know, of development? Maybe for me, for example, maybe the 13-year-old might understand, but this 5-year-old one, you know, but I believe that we should treat them differently in terms of their stages. So how can we now help them in their different stages to have these personal goals?
Yes, I think it's quite important for parents to help their children maybe identify and prioritize. You know, parents expose. One way they help their children is to expose those children to life's endless possibilities.
Okay.
You know, especially maybe through education, many ways to expose them to what they can be in life, what they can choose from, you know, the alternatives of life. And parents, you know, when the children make their choices, can also assess how noble the children's goals are.
Okay.
And advise and guide accordingly. If their personal goals are reasonable, you know, I remember maybe it was just a skit where one child was asked by the teacher, they said, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" And the child said,
I want to be
a terrorist.
Oh, really? There's another one. There's another one from this. They ask her, and then she's like, "I want to be pregnant."
You see now. So those goals, actually, you know, they are somehow misguided.
Yes.
And, you know, out of some misguided zeal children tend to like other things which might be harmful to them. So now if we see that not their aims are reasonable, then we can support them in those parts so that they achieve those set goals. And it is easier for children when they get parental support than to struggle alone towards their ambitions, you know. It is easier when they have support, so that they can be respected for the little choices that they make, so that we train them to make choice in life. We sort of solidify the noble ones and also try to dissolve the maybe the unreasonable choices they might talk about or think about.
So from a Christian perspective, Mfundisi, I mean, how can these personal goals that we are setting, right, as families, as individuals in the families, align with biblical principles? You know, how do we go about that? Because sometimes you might have a goal, but when you study the Bible, it seems like it's contradicting each other there. So how do we make sure that our goals align with what the Bible says?
Yeah, so one way of aligning our goals with the biblical principles is to know the Bible itself, to know it well. You know, the Bible itself says you should know how to rightly divide the word of truth, how to rightly divide the word of truth or to handle it well. So all personal goals have to align with biblical principles, no question about that.
Yeah.
A Christian cannot be in conflict with his own convictions. So if our convictions are already, you know, based on true biblical interpretation, then we cannot have conflicting aims in life. So the Bible provides the basic guidelines, and everyone's desires we have to fall within the parameters of God's will. Each of us is privileged to have a direct line to our Father in heaven.
Yes.
I'm talking about prayer here. And through prayer, we can seek God's will, you know. There's a way God, through his Holy Spirit, guides us in the right path. You remember Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21, it says, you will hear, your ears will hear a word or a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. So I think we have a safe source of wisdom, a safe source of guidance in the Bible.
So how can we now, each member of the family, here we are, we've set our goals, and you know, we've studied the word of God, you know, we've aligned everything there. How now can we support each other effectively, so, you know, in pursuing our individual goals, you know, but still also pursuing the family goals? Maybe here there's a son who wants to be a doctor. How do I now best support, yet focusing still also on the family goals that we have?
Well, in the family circle, we cannot be enemies because of differences in our preferences or differences in our goals. Families should not split because our goals are conflicting. We are a family before goals come, you know. Before each and everyone has some dreams, we are a family already. So
yes,
we would rather sacrifice personal goals sometimes, at least until they are understood by all in the family unit, than to proceed each and everyone towards their own goals simply because people are failing to appreciate me or to understand what I want in life. We may need to take time to explain these and to make them acceptable, you see. But I also think there are some exceptions, my sister. There are some exceptions, especially in respect of conscience.
Okay.
One can have goals that are somehow maybe religious in nature or informed by their faith convictions. The best is to realize that these can be God's call or God's will, and we can only submit to God's will sometimes. Now, you remember Jesus, when he went to the temple with his mother, he was just 12. For 3 days, they could not find him. And when they found him, the mother asked, why are you troubling us like this? And he quickly, openly put across his goals, you know. Don't you know that I should be on my Father's business?
Yes.
So I think with those words, Jesus was was actually defining his goals. And Mary said nothing. The Bible said she only kept these words in her heart.
Mm.
So she gave chance for God's will to be done because the child had clearly stated his goal.
Mm.
So, other effective ways in the family, we encourage one another, even when one fails. You know, some people can even fail to reach their goals so easily. We have to encourage one another to repeat or maybe to try again. We have to be honest again and to be frank with one another.
Mm.
In that, I mean that, you know, goals should be achievable, you know, measurable, specific and relevant. Sometimes
yes.
we just say, I know, you can go ahead when we know this thing is not achievable, you know, historically. There's no such record, you know, no one has ever attained that and it's an impossibility. We just flatter people and say, well, you can try, you can try. I think we need to be frank with one another and to be honest. That's how we can help. Sometimes also we help each other, you know, financially and many other ways.
So as we near the closing point, well, here we are, we're setting up these goals, the children, the families and everything else. When we, that process of setting them up, because we're studying the word, you know, we are being exposed, you know, as we mentioned earlier, we're finding all of these things. We're learning more information. How does it now contribute to spiritual growth and maturity for each member? Because as you said now that, you know, it must be something that's measurable and attainable, right? So as we are going through that, you know, how does it help with our spirituality as well as maturity?
Yes. Thank you for that. When we set goals and achieve them, we give credit to God and to fellow family members.
Mm.
We acknowledge that success depends on others. That way, selfish is diminished. You know, we know that when we owe our achievements to some help outside of ourselves, we value interdependence, we value our dependence on other people. And that makes us or prepares us to help others also achieve their goals. And living for others is key in spiritual growth. Self-centeredness or individualism destroys our relationship with God. So Christianity is all about service. That's how we mature in Christ. So we even have a fundamental belief which says, growing in Christ.
Yes.
So as we grow, we meet obstacles and challenges. But, you know, the growth is a linear projection.
Mm.
If we stop growing, we begin to die. Mm. We set goals, we achieve them, we know nothing is impossible, and our trust in God deepens, and also our bond with other people deepens.
Mm.
So I want to believe it's quite important when we set goals in life, whether we fail or we sometimes take long to achieve them, but we learn in the process, we really learn, and correspondingly, we will achieve some spiritual growth.
Indeed. So, Mfundisi, is there any closing words regarding these goals, you know, that we set as families? And how best, you know, any closing words that you have there regarding this one? And also the issue of, you know, including the children, because sometimes we do it without them, forgetting that they are also a part of the family.
Yes, I'll quickly start by saying the children are a key component in the decision-making processes of the family despite their age. I think we need to really consider what they say and also their own preferences and so that we don't exclude them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I get inspiration from the Apostle Paul, and I have two texts to close with this morning. You remember Philippians 3, verse 13 and 14, he says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before.
Mm.
I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. This is a focused person who is speaking, and he does not want the past to hold him back. He wants to forge ahead, and you know, this is the courage that we also want to get in setting and achieving our goals. And then secondly, in the book of Ephesians chapter 4 verse 13, he gives another goal which is more of a corporate goal for the whole church, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto the perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. As a church family, we have a goal that at one day we will come to the unity of faith and to the knowledge of the Son of God and to the perfect man. So this is how he defines the goal that we have as a family of Christ, as a church. And I want to believe all these goals are attainable, because one day, according to God's promise, this glory will be attained.
Yeah. Thank you, Mfundisi. So, Mfundisi, I'm going to ask that. Can you please offer a word of prayer?
Thank you so much. We can pray again. Our Father, we want to thank you for the insights that we have been looking at this morning. And want to pray, Lord, for all the families that submit themselves to your will and subject themselves to your will as they decide and as they make goals. We even pray, Lord, for the little children who believe strongly that everything is possible with Jesus. Help them, Lord, that they are not disappointed, so that they will see your hand working in their lives. Also, dear Father, I want to pray for this radio station and all the listeners and the presenters and everyone, Lord, working to make your word spread across the whole continent. We pray, Lord, that as people listen, they may be inspired, encouraged, and also be helped to achieve their own goals in this life, to live more satisfying lives according to your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, thank you so much for coming through. May you have yourself a blessed day.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.